I can judge by your face, Mr. David Tennant, that you might not be the biggest football fan in the world, because someone's asking what team you support.
Oh, it leaves me cold, I have to be honest.
Wow. Always has done.
Always has done, yeah.
Bit of cricket? Bit of rugby?
Nah.
Baseball?
Nah.
Badminton?
Not really.
No?
Not a whole heap of a sports fan, if I'm honest with you.
It's all right there.
Quite like
right.
Watching the snooker and Wimbledon.
Okay, there you go. And the odd World Cup. Don't mind the old one.
No,
not
good
even a World Cup.
Good for you not jumping on the bandwagon. Something the big tournament
don't get
up.
It. Don't
good
get
luck.
It.
Now, David, I suppose you have to bear in mind as you move on that this huge profile that's been created by playing the Doctor, to look at why you take certain roles that will be offered to you. I mean, because when you were involved, obviously, I know you're a fan of Shakespeare, but you recently starred in Hamlet, and it brought a whole new audience to it, a younger audience. So a lot of people are going to want you. There's a lot of rumours out there.
Well, I've got nothing lined up. So, I don't know.
The most outlandish rumour,
yeah,
which is amazing, somewhere, I don't know whether it was in a blog or whatever, We find out that, you know, the Riddler in the sequel to The Dark Knight, somebody said that you could play that you've been linked to the job. Have you been linked?
I've not been linked, to my knowledge. No, I think that was something, that's one of those things you get asked by somebody in passing once, would you fancy playing the Riddler? And I said, yeah, I suppose. That then becomes a story that I've been linked and we're in talks.
Oh, so we could do that now and create some stories.
You can do
whatever
you like.
Would you like to be James Bond?
I'm in talks.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just say that.
Yeah. Would you like to do 10 o'clock news?
In talks.
Yeah, wonderful.
In talks for a lot of stuff at the moment, you know, nothing confirmed.
Yeah.
Can't confirm anything.
Would you like to be Doctor Who one day?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm really setting my sights on Dickinson's Real Deal. That's what I'm heading for.
Are you looking both sides of the Atlantic, though? Is Hollywood an aim for you? And I don't mean that in a tacky way.
I don't really have a game plan. I never really have. I just kind of bumble from one thing to the next and hope that a good script will come in.
Okay.
That's all I kind of get excited by, is if a good script comes in.
But a lot of actors, after they have, you know, a purple patch in television,
yeah,
where it's, you know, record ratings and million, you know, you become a household name from it, the automatic reaction, which you maybe already displayed a little bit with your work with Hamlet, is to repel television, repel that type of spotlight and try and get into more intimate crowds, you know?
I suppose I don't really... again, there's not any particularly conscious tactics in going off and doing Hamlet, for instance. It was just because an opportunity arose and it was something I'd always wanted to do. So that just happened. You know, I suppose you could say it looks like I was trying to kind of, you know... Mm. Intimate that I was, you know, after a certain type of work. It's just because that came up and it fitted in, really.
Mm. Okay, do stay with us. Mm. As always in Five Live, just as various breaking news happens, we have to go and cover it rightly and keep everyone up to date. And quite a serious story we're going to cross to our correspondent for it. A man has been found guilty of raping and murdering a woman.